Hello, Audio Boo. Well, if you thought it was bad before, it turns out I have a limit of 10 minutes per Audio Boo now. So hopefully I won't find myself just trying to fill in the time, but it's nice to know that I've got twice the length. Sorry. I'm such a child. Yes, I've now got double the amount of time to speak. See, time was, I would have felt quite bad about having spent over a minute laughing and stuff. This would be wasted time before. Anyway, the reason I'm posting this audio boo is how best to put it, tonight has gone the most wrong that I think an evening could possibly go. We'll start. Here's how I started my evening. I left work. I headed towards the Sainsbury's, about 20 minutes walk away, I think. And on the way to the Sainsbury's, I noticed that a Brewers Fair pub has opened up across the road just before you get to Sainsbury's. And I thought, well, you know when you go shopping, but you go shopping hungry. Don't really want to do that because I'll just pull so much stuff off the shelves because I'm thinking with a very hungry brain. So I'll stop here, I'll stop at the pub and I'll eat and I'll have more stamina to go around the shop and a slightly full stomach so that I'm not just hungrily grabbing snacks for the whole way around. And I don't think I made a bad decision. I think it was a good decision made for the right reasons. But anyway, so once I was in the pub, it was quite busy and they were starting to put half an hour waits on the food. There weren't any free tables, so I bought a drink and was encouraged to wait until a table was free. Table was free after probably about half an hour, which was about right. Food ordered, food arrives, and what should have been a peaceful meal was just kind of fraught. The next table for me was suddenly occupied by a three-person family with a howling child, and if you look for my username on Twitter, you can find my tweets from this evening about this. It was just arduous. Small child running around, cutlery shrieking. And I mean, this kid must have been about three, and that kid should have been in bed. It was going 8 o'clock, and it was, you don't take your kid out for sausage mash and ice cream at 8 o'clock at night. Anyway, food finished, and I was a bit irate and worked up and tired. And I didn't go food shopping, which is one thing I wanted to achieve this evening. So I came home. On the way home, was stopped by one man asking me for money, who actually was obstructing my path until I told him I didn't have any change. Then I carried on walking. And then, as I was about to cross the road, this guy, quite an odd sort of bloke, with kind of a bit of a gut, ginger hair, unshaven, woolly hat, carrying a carrier bag, and he just started following me. And then he kind of overtook me, and it felt like he was obstructing my path as well, and he carried on walking, and he kind of gained a bit, walked ahead of me quite some way. And I thought he'd gone until I saw him peek out from a bus shelter that was further up the road. So I crossed over. He then crossed over and made as if he was about to walk down a different road, and then kind of swerved round and carried on walking in my direction. At which point I picked up my pace and made quite a bit of ground away from him. And I walked home quite circuitously, because it's quite a straight line to my house from where I was. So I went down a different road and took a few different sneaky steps. The one thing I was scared of was actually I was prepared to walk past my house and go to a pub or something where there would be a few people. I just didn't want him to find out where I lived. So I'm glad it didn't come to that. He lost interest quite a way back. I think when he crossed over from the bus stop and I started to pick up my pace, he must have lost interest around then. But I did lose him. And then, I've come home and just been a bit... Did all of that really happen? Did I really encounter all of this? It's been strange today. Still. I hope you're all well. This is my longest audio boo ever so far, and we're right at the 8 minute mark. That's 8 minutes of audio boo, and don't know, this is probably quite boring for you now. So I'm going to stop talking, and hopefully I'll have more interesting things to talk about, more interesting than me almost getting followed home by a strange man with an effeminate voice. That's it. Sleep well. I've got plenty of time to tell you goodbye. I'm glad this isn't as much of a rush, but now it is definitely time for it to end. So, cheerio. Good night.